DJWW4FHJ.
For DJWW4FHJ. Howdy, David.
Hey, Gene, how you doing? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I know it. I was going to say the same. I hadn't talked with you in a long, long time. I almost kind of got away from ham radio for a while. Been in the hospital for a while and this, that, and the other. I'm doing great now, though. Doing fine now. Still trying to get a little bit of my strength back, which I think I'm about there. I think I'm about normal now. Yeah, well, been hearing you on the net here recently. Just wanted to holler at you here, here now, I guess you'd say. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm pretty sure you had C-19. You got over that. Was it something else after that?
Yeah, about 2 or 3 weeks after I got out of the... Well, actually, I wasn't in the hospital with COVID. I went to the hospital just as an outpatient one time during that time. But a couple of weeks after I got clear of COVID, I got some kind of intestinal infection or something. And I was in the hospital 2 weeks with that. Hey, it was a rough time. I wanted to die, and no question about it. In fact, I prayed out loud that the Lord, has taken me. One nurse overheard me. She said, "You better watch what you pray for. You might get it." But I didn't get it, so the Lord didn't answer my prayer in that case.
Well, that's His wisdom showing through, because we're glad you're still here. Sorry to hear that you had to go through all that. I know that had to be miserable. I can't imagine going through it. I don't get sick much. I'm not sick very often, but I can't imagine going through something like that. Eventually, I guess it happens to all of us. But glad you're past it and you're getting better and getting stronger. Are you going back to work yet, or are you still taking some time off working?
Oh, no, I'm working as usual. In fact, I'm on the way to a job now over in Moore, South Carolina. Well, I'm going to look at a job, a church alarm installation. And that's what I'm doing today. And I've been working out in my steel crab shop out north of Traveler's Rest. I'm building a couple of small buildings. So I keep busy at it, no question about it. Now, the reason I was hurting so bad, they kept pumping me full of potassium. They put about six bags of that stuff intravenously in me, and it hurts so bad when it's going in. Nothing. I think normally, you know, you get an IV, you don't feel it, but this stuff going in hurt real bad. That's why I was in such pain. I don't want to go through that one again.
So that's what it took to kill the intestinal bug? That's how they killed it?
I don't remember what that was. Yeah, that might have been what the potassium. I know my potassium was low. Then after I got out of the hospital, I had a doctor's appointment, just a follow-up deal. He said, "Your potassium is pretty high." So I guess they overdid it.
Well, maybe they killed the bug and all of its cousins. I remember when I was over in France one afternoon after we ate lunch, they served up some cognac, and they said, "Here, that'll kill anything in your intestines, any bugs that ail you." And they were right. That was some potent stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know what that stuff does. So, there you go. Well, I'm wondering when we're going to get back normal in club meetings and such things. It's slow coming, I know that. Like a lot of other things are slow coming. But anyway, that's the way it goes.
It's got to do with how fast everybody gets vaccinated. I think my wife was telling me, because she was shaming me, because I just got back from my shot one of two, and I got to get back into work. she's got both of her shots behind her, and she was shaming me into it. She said, I can go out in public, and I can do this, and I can do that, and you can't do it. So I just thought, okay, go ahead and get my shots. Once I get them behind me, then I think once more people get them done, they get up to a certain threshold, then of people that have been vaccinated, then I think it's the danger back down to a normal level that people can get comfortable with again. Anyway, Gene, I'm backing it in the driveway. Time to go back to work. Do appreciate you pinging me. Good to hear you back on the radio, and glad he denied you your request. Take care. W4DJW.
All roger. Same report to you, David. See you later. W4FHJ, clear.
Clear you up to this afternoon, Gene. W2T.
Whiskey 4 at Weco Yankee.
I heard two stations in there. I sure did. I'm on the way over to your home place. I got a mental blank. Anyway, you know I'm talking with over in Moore. I'm on the way over there. Not to see you or anything. What was that other station? Was that... I'm visualizing, but I can't come up with a name. I'm crazy, I guess. Go ahead.
COVID, Gene. Hi, it's Gary. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee. I just wanted to let you know that the Greer Club actually had their first in-person meeting this past Monday night. So in June, plan on going to the Greer meeting the second Monday. It's going to be in-person talking about field day. That's all I had, and it's Rusty at the other end. WU2T to take it from Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Oh, hey, Gary, I was going to say hello to you and find out how things were going with you and everything. And I hadn't talked to you in a while, or Gene, either one. And my barbershop course has been having in-person rehearsals since the Monday after Easter. So we've been doing that and getting things around. So, you know, it's things are moving along slowly. But good to hear you, Gary. Go ahead, Gene.
Okay, yeah, okay. Gary and Rusty. I visualized both of you. I knew who they were when they came on the air here, but I couldn't come up with a name at the time. Anyway, thank you, Gary, for that information about the club meeting. I was talking with somebody today, a lady, a YL, who's a member of the club, and she said that you were there, and she named several others. But I think it was mainly for the purpose of planning for field day, and I never have been actively involved in field day. A little bit, but not all that much. So there you go. But anyway, Gary, thanks for filling me in on that. And Rusty, I think I talked with you a couple of days ago because I asked you, was the barbershop quartet up and running again? And I can't remember exactly what you said, but go ahead again, Rusty.
Had anything else he wanted to throw in there?
Go ahead and throw it back to me. I'll be here.
Okay. Yeah, we're up and running again. Like I said, we're rehearsing now in person, so I haven't started any performances yet, but those are things that are in the works, and had the new baseball team that's over here in Spartanburg. The Spartanburgers called us and wanted us to come sing for them. Unfortunately, I can't get all four parts. We don't have all four parts available on the night they want us, on the opening night. But that's the way it is. But anyway, we're getting back together and starting to do things again and going along with that and all. And Gary, like I said, I wondered how you doing. I hadn't talked to you in a while. I've talked to Gene since I talked to you last. So go ahead, Gary.
Doing just fine. Everything good. I've gotten my shots, for what it's worth. Didn't have any really bad reaction. I did have some brain fog one day, kind of like Gene there in the names. So, yeah, we got to blame it on that. Not age. Couldn't be that. Completed the most recent general class. Gene, we've been teaching online virtually on the internet using Zoom, the teleconferencing software, and we've had students from all over the United States attending the class, so that was kind of cool. But we just completed that and won't have another class probably until the fall. So it's, you know, school's out for summer, and the teachers are playing. W4FH, Jane to take it, Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, Gary, thank you. Rusty, I probably told you this before. I can't remember way back, but years and years ago, probably at least 30 years ago, I took a voice lesson. And so the instructor, the lady she recorded music on a CD, or it was a tape at that time, and sent me home, said, now you sing this. It was, I can't remember the name of it, but it was, you know, typical poplar. I guess you'd say poplar, not rock and roll, but poplar. Pat Boone type scene. Anyway, so I was supposed to record, sing with that and record it. And I did, and I listened to it, and I went back. I'd had several lessons, but I hadn't heard myself sing. I went back and said, I'm hanging this thing up. I sound like a dying cow. So, but you know, about a year ago, I went to the same instructor, this lady, she's still teaching, and I said, I want to sign up for classes again. So I did, and when I got COVID, I had to quit it, and I hadn't started back yet, so I don't know how I sound now. I hadn't listened to myself again. It's W4FHJ.
Not listen to myself when I'm recording things and listening to it, because we did a virtual performance last Monday night at our chorus rehearsal. One of our guys has all the equipment for a recording studio, and he brought it in and set it up in a separate room, and we all recorded our parts for a virtual video that we're putting together to send to the district for something that's going to be put up on YouTube. So he was recording all of us singing the song, I don't know why, last Monday night and all. But we're getting ready to hopefully get back out there in the public and start being able to do performances again. So, you know, that's what's coming on and everything. So, and I'll probably do field day from home if I'm back. I'm supposed to be out of town right close to that, I think, the weekend before. So I'll be down in Mississippi at a eyeball event for the 3905 Century Club. We're going to have a gathering down in Mississippi, and we're going to get a tour of MFJ's site, so that's going to be good down there while we're down there. W2T, W4EEY, I think that's right, W4EEY. Go ahead, Thierry, W2T.
That's correct. That's me. Well, fine business, and yeah, just cruising here now, heading from Pickens County into Greenville County, and they're going to make some stops at the grocery store, and going to stop over at Harbor Freight, looking at some equipment cases, and yeah, going to be a nice weekend, looking forward to some things going on, and I'm happy as a clam. Can't complain whatsoever. All right, I'm going to back on out of here and pay attention to driving, but great to hear both of you guys. And, Gene, if you can make it to the Greer Club next month, we'll talk about field day, but we'll probably talk about other stuff, too. So you are certainly welcome, of course. So W4FHJ to take it. I'll be clear. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Roger, Gary. Thank you. Gary, I'm sorry I didn't turn it back to you a while ago. I thought that you had signed a little bit earlier, or were going to sign or something like that. Anyway, thanks, Gary. I'll see you a bit later. And Rusty, I'll see you. I got to listen to the voice messages on this GPS. I'm trying to find a place over. It's on Bethany Church Road. And more. I got to see if I can find that. I've never been there. So same as these to both of you. It's W4FHJ. Be clear.
All right, Gene, you have a good one. Gary, you too. We'll catch up, both of you, later. W2T clear.